welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Despite the relative mildness of Louisiana winters overall, severe freezes do occur, and they can be devastating to tropical plants growing in our landscapes. All it takes is one night of temperatures in the low 20s or teens to severely damage or kill many of your tropicals. So first, let's take a quick look at some of the terms we use when describing the various levels of freezing that occur during our winter season. First, the term frost, and that indicates temperatures around 30 to 32 degrees. And usually with these frosts, only light or very little damage occurs to the tropicals. A light freeze is around 28 to 30 degrees. Now, this also generally causes light damage mostly to the foliage of tropicals, but doesn't kill them. By the time we have a hard freeze, and those are temperatures in the mid-20s, this is going to kill the more tender tropicals, things like impatiens or begonias, and may actually do substantial damage to others without protection. A severe freeze is in the low 20s, and this will cause major damage or death to virtually all tropicals unless they're protected. Finally, if we hit the teens, we call that a catastrophic freeze. And a catastrophic freeze in the teens will really kill off most tropicals unless they receive some really extensive protection. Now, if a freeze is threatening, what can you do to protect your plants? Well, for plants that are in pots, you should try to move them inside. Move them into a garage where it's going to stay above freezing, or move them inside your house even. Hanging baskets should be removed as well. Don't forget to take those down. If you can't bring the containers inside, at least gather them together under a covered porch or a covered patio. That way they'll be protected from some of the cold, and that's better than simply leaving them out exposed. So plants that are mobile can be moved around to protect them, but plants that are planted into the ground in your landscape, well, we have to protect those in place. And there are a couple of ways that we do that. First, we can use mulches. Now, don't forget, a mulch will only protect whatever it covers. So you can't put some mulch around the base of a tropical plant and expect it to protect the upper portions whatsoever. That will all still freeze. But mulches are particularly effective in protecting the base of a plant, the lower part of a stem. You can apply a mulch a foot thick or more and protect the lower part of a tropical plant. It's also good for protecting below ground parts like bulbs, rhizomes, and corms to keep them safe from the cold as well. You need to use a light, loose, sort of fluffy kind of mulching material. I think pine straw usually works the very best, but even the leaves that are falling out of your shade trees right now can be utilized as mulch around your tropical plants. The most effective way to protect tropicals when you're trying to protect the top parts is to cover them. And if they're not too large, you could cover plants with cardboard boxes or styrofoam ice chests, or you can use various materials like plastic sheeting or fabric to cover your plants. Now, when covering your plants, remember the cover needs to extend all the way to the ground and be sealed with rocks or bricks or soil. The idea is to trap the heat in the earth right up under that cover. So it's the heat of the earth that's really helping to protect those plants by trapping that heat under the cover. If it's going to get really cold in the low 20s or teens, go ahead and add some heat underneath that by wrapping the plants generously with small incandescent outdoor Christmas lights. That little bit of heat they provide really helps out in that protection. So don't let your plants go unprotected through those freezes. You'll be sorry with the damage. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.